This is Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hope everyone's doing well out there today on a Tuesday. Joe, this plane video, I cannot. I'm watching both of them over and over again. And I'm trying to if anyone's out, 803-0930, if you've seen something more incredible than this, and thinking especially of the video of everyone getting off the plane,
yeah,
let me know what that is because I'd like to see it.
So this broke yesterday afternoon. This happened around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. And this one person on Instagram, John Nelson, they said his name on ABC, so I feel like I can say it, was posting a picture of him getting off the plane on the runway. Just incredible footage. And I went to his Instagram and tried to get in touch with him, Brian. But then I saw CBS Chicago, all these stations, like, well, I'm not going to respond to WBEN Buffalo, no offense.
We would send a car up to get him.
We would.
Yeah, yours.
But I'll tell you this, and, you know, the first thing I thought when I saw this was, oh, my gosh, how many people made it off that plane? I mean, it's incredible that there are no fatalities, you know, because I'm just imagining you're stopped with the plane on the roof. You got to unbuckle.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get down without...
Hopefully you were buckled. This is why they tell you to buckle.
Oh, yeah.
This and the door, the first major... That was 2 years ago now where the door blew out?
Yep.
Or what... Sorry, what used to be a door and it's just side paneling now
blew out.
And, you know, everyone like, okay, this is why you wear your seatbelt. Got it when you're sitting down. Understand now. Totally get it. And here's another... there was a text that came in this morning that I'm just like, what are you smoking? Someone said only 18 of the 80 passengers were injured. Let's think about that for a minute. That's 25% of the flight. That's a heck of a lot of people to be hurt. To just watch the video.
Yeah.
I mean, the plane is on fire, crash lands, flips upside down, and no one died. That's incredible. It flipped upside down during the landing.
And it's on fire.
Only 18 people got hurt.
And it's on fire.
And it's on fire.
It lost the pieces of the plane are other ends of the runway. And everyone made it out of that plane alive. That is absolutely incredible. This video, Brian, you're right. I mean, I can't stop watching it. By the way, why was someone filming it? Did you ever, anyone wonder that?
It was the pilot in the cockpit, right? You don't see those videos?
I mean, out of all planes, this is the one that he picked to... film?
There's people, I think every plane that lands, somebody's filming it.
Yeah.
And especially pilots. I see videos from cockpits of other planes landing and whatever, and like the little commentary, oh, that's a G-27, you know, whatever it is. Like,
and that's their passion.
All the time.
That's their passion.
Yeah, so that's why, like, I had expected the video out of that. I mean, you kind of hear what goes on in that cockpit and how calm that guy... an airline just crashed. The sound that you hear is incredible. Yeah. I would like to know what you're thinking if you're in the Pearson terminal.
Oh,
and you're looking out the window and you see that happen. Like, what? Just picture yourself. You're sitting there. It's a Monday, President's Day. What do they call it up there?
It's nothing up there.
I think it's something.
Is it? Oh.
I think it's something up there.
We're about to find out.
It's definitely not President's Day. I'll give you that, though.
No, not now. It might be one day.
But you're sitting there, you know, what are you? You're reading your book.
It's Family Day.
Yeah. It's President's Day. as an aside.
Yeah.
All this thing about, like, you know, the 51st state, you know, whatever. In a way, they kind of are, like... It's our holiday, so they're like, well, we kind of have to go on holiday, too.
It's like Columbus Day.
What's it over there?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's their Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we can't copy them exactly. No, all right, let's say it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah, same story. Happened to us, that's too. Right. We'll put it on Columbus Day because they're off, and when they're off, we can't do anything.
Yeah, we have nothing going on.
So our President's Day, it's their Family Day.
It's their Family Day,
You're sitting there on Family Day. And you're reading your book, and you're waiting for your plane to take you back to wherever, and you see that out the window. Like, I don't... What's your reaction?
You don't want to step on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening, no offense to Brayton, but when I got in the car after doing Tom's show yesterday, I turned on 680, a news talk station up in Toronto, and they were talking to someone that was flying to Tampa. Mm-hmm. They were in the airport talking about waiting for their plane. Their plane got canceled.
Yeah.
And the woman said, she goes, and I have to be honest, I'm kind of glad it is canceled till tomorrow. I'm not sure I could have walked on a plane after. She didn't see the landing, but she saw the aftermath after witnessing what's sitting on the runway at the airport.
What do you do if you see that happen? You're sitting there, you read your book, you're on the bench, and then you see this plane. Like, do you tell somebody? Like, hey, there's a plane crash. Like, you tell a gate attendant or something, hoping that the word. Or do you just assume that?
Well, you know me.
Everyone else knows about it.
I probably make a big loud, oh my gosh, what was that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who am I asking?
You know, I mean.
You'd make a scene.
Yeah. I don't think I could sit still and just go back to my book. I mean, I'm pretending that I read books. I don't know if I could go back to my book, Brian. I mean, I'd be very shaken if I saw that. I mean, I'm shaken.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is like, looks up, sees that.
Back to the book.
Looks back down to reading, you know. Whoever.
I mean, honestly, if I'm at that end of the airport and I see that on the runway I'm supposed to be taking off from, I'm probably booking a hotel room knowing that my plane's not taking off.
Yeah. I mean, that might be one of them. If you're reading a newspaper, you're probably like, well, this is out of date now. I think there's a bigger story happening right in front of me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw that happen, you probably assume the worst, too.
Oh!
Because there's no way I see that video and see that happen in front of me and think that everybody survived.
I've got to be honest with you. Yesterday when the story started to break, and shout out to News Nation. They were all over this right from the beginning. I looked at that and said, oh my gosh, I'm hoping for the best. But you see something like that, and you see the burnt end of the plane. You're not imagining that all 80 people are getting out with only 18 injured. You know, it's amazing. And I heard someone last night on, forgot whose show it was, last night talk about how this is really just showing the advancements in airplanes in the fuselage, right? I mean, the advancements they're making to make sure people are secure in the plane for events like this.
There's the crash, the video of the crash, and then there's the video that somebody is taking there. I mean, they're recording stepping out of the plane.
Yeah.
Which it's tough to see inside because it's all dark, like to get a sense of it being upside down and what that looks like trying to crawl out of the plane while it's upside down. But the way that everybody's going about it, how orderly they are, how calm everyone seems to be. I mean, those flight attendants, like, what an unbelievable job.
Mm-hmm.
You should get, like, if you're in that situation, you either get a promotion, you're now all of a sudden you're training every flight attendant, or, like, that's your one, you did your job, paid retirement for the rest of it. You're good.
Well, I mean, if you're a flight attendant, this happens, are you going back to work? I mean, I think for some people, this might be the last time they want to have that job. I'm not everybody, and might not even be a common thought, but
you might be thinking, yeah, I'm good. I got my one in. Like, what are the odds of this happening again?
That's true. I mean, there was the woman that, you know, survived the 30,000-foot drop. You ever hear about that? You know, she was pinned in just perfectly by the beverage cart. She was the only one to survive the crash. She had, you know, horrific injuries. She recovered. She went back to work.
Yeah.
As a flight attendant.
Well, I mean, to kind of have that go upside down, you know, we only heard speculation on the injuries. I think that a lot of the injuries happened when people were unbuckling and then fell.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the first thing I thought for the people who got off the plane. Was there someone to come assist them, or do you just have to prepare yourself for that drop?
That buckle. Like, how, I mean, it's just a lap buckle.
Yeah.
How tightly do you wear that?
Not too tightly. I like to be comfortable when I fly.
I can't see that holding me in.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah, but
I don't wear it so loose to where I'm going to flip out of it.
I think it doesn't have to be that loose for you to flip out of it.
Really?
If you're hanging upside down.
I'm wearing it tighter next time I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
Right?
But, like, if you're hanging upside down, I don't think it has to be that loose for that to be a major issue.
I'd have to be sitting in one to comment. I'm not sure. Like, I'm going to imagine, even though I don't wear it as tight as possible, I think I'm staying in.
I think you try to I mean, you wouldn't just open it up. I would try and loosen it, like loosen myself out and like climb out of it like a bunk bed or something. Like do a flip like I'm a trapeze artist.
That's a good thought.
I can't imagine a situation where I don't land on my head.
But if you're inside and you know the plane's on fire, you're probably trying to get out as quick as possible, knowing there's fuel on that plane. Not realizing that they were really quick to.
Well, sure, but you can only do so. I mean, you have to wait for it to stop.
Yeah, that too.
This is, again, assuming everyone's wearing their seatbelt in the first place.
Well, the flight attendants do come by and check.
Sure.
On a plane that size, yeah, I'm sure.
They
do. That's not a huge jet.
Right, they do, but like that doesn't mean everybody's.
Yeah, I mean,
attention.
Believe me, you've had a hard landing before, right? The way I don't want to bounce up and hit my head. That's
one of the last times I was on a plane. So, never thought I'd tell this story on the air. It was over. When was I on a plane? Over fall.
Okay.
Fall, winter. I was going to a wedding, and we were going on the way to wherever our connection was. And I had to go to the bathroom. Like, I didn't time it right. We were past the seatbelt phase, and I'm just like, I gotta go. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Like, you think, and all of a sudden, you think you're fine, and then all of a sudden, it's like, I am not fine. So I go, and the flight attendant's coming down. I ask him, like, hey, can I go? Like, no, you can't. Seatbelt's on. We're approaching, you can't go. Well, then I see somebody get up and go. So I'm like, I'm going. I have to go.
Did you walk by the flight attendant that you had asked?
Well, they're sitting in their seat in the back.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, and then, I'm hearing the things move. And so I go. I'm sitting down holding on to the thing because, we're getting ready to go for the landing.
Yeah.
And I finish up, but then I'm staying because... when you land, like there's a reason they tell you to put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Like it is a little bumpy. It would be tough to walk up and down.
Are you going to say you landed in the bathroom?
I was trying to. I thought that would have been the smart move. Instead of walking back to my seat, I was ready. I had the seat down.
Yeah.
My pants were pulled up by that point. But I'm holding on to the bars and I'm thinking, this is stupid now. This obviously is the stupidest thing I've ever thought after watching this video. I'm thinking, I feel like my best course of action here is to ride out the landing in the bathroom, holding onto the bar instead of trying to walk back to the seat.
Doesn't sound that crazy.
No, I thought that was, I'm like, oh, they don't want me walking through the aisles. That makes sense. I don't want to bump into somebody or, bump my head or whatever. I'll sit here. I'll hold on.
Yeah.
I got a good grip.
Brace for the landing.
Yeah. We'll be good. We'll ride this out. And then, as the landing is about to happen, I just hear on the door and that's you got to get out of here. You're not allowed to do that. So I went back to the seat, and it was tough to walk, and landed like 3 seconds later.
Oh, my gosh. They probably thought you were pulling a Frank Abagnale.
You're trying to hide or something like that?
Get under the toilet, like in the Catch Me If You Can, when Leo gets under the toilet so he can jump out of the...
Yeah, I was definitely not doing that.
No, I have a story opposite. This doesn't involve me, but it involves my dad, who I know can't listen because he's watching my niece and nephew today. We were about to take off from LaGuardia. And my dad had to go to the bathroom. And Brian, he had to go so bad where he goes, I can't hold it. We had to go back to the back of the line. And it's LaGuardia. It's not like it's Buffalo. Had to go back to the plane, had to go back in line because of takeoff, because my dad could not hold it in.
Oh, he went on the plane.
On the plane. We're on the plane. We're, how.
They're ready to go.
We're 30 minutes into sitting in line. And my dad goes, I can't hold it. Now, I'm not sitting with him at the time. My mom tells me the story later, so I don't realize why we're being held up, but everyone he walked past knew why we were being held up.
Oh, my gosh. That's got to be a rough, sorry, guys. And then someone misses their connection.
I didn't even think of that.
Your dad has to go to the bathroom. That's rough.
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
I can relate, but I've never been in that situation.
At least mine, I'm an idiot. I didn't inconvenience people.
I mean, I have actually, on landing, gotten up and gone against the line to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I've had to do that before.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what was going to happen. This, I just...
No.
was not going to happen.
Mistimed it.
Well, when the landing, you know, it was already like, hold on. But I knew like when the landing hit and you're all of a sudden going up and down a little bit, you get a little jostle. Could have been bad.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I mean, this tells you, you know, this shows you that you do need to make sure those bags fit under your chair. I wonder if they're going to be more strict on that now, because I'll tell you, I've pushed the limit a few times.
Oh, trust me, everyone has.
Yeah.
I've seen it all over the place. On the text board, 803-0930 to reach us this morning. I mean, if you've seen anything more incredible, let me know. But someone saying even loose upside down, you'd have to struggle to get out of that seatbelt. I'll take your word for it. I don't know. It just does not seem like the, you know, you're not strapped in like you are even to the car. Somebody else saying, I'm flying from Reagan to Buffalo this afternoon and my buckle will be tight to the max.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame you one bit after seeing that yesterday.
Yeah. I get all braced for landing, because I've had some hard landings. You know, I've had it where that plane just, I looked to see if my checked baggage is at the end of the runway. So I'm always like prepared on the landing. I'm not sure that would have helped me in a situation where the plane flips over, but I'm always like, you know, kind of, and they say not to do that, right? They say not to be all stiff, but I get kind of stiff with my back up and kind of hold on.
Well, that is one of the things that'll make me motion sick. The landing of an airplane. Takeoffs and landings, I don't do good on, because I just, something about that, like, you know, the up and down and your
wobble.
Stomach. Even like to where a roller coaster isn't the same. Like I could be okay in a roller coaster more so than the takeoff and landing.
Well, the roller coaster can only stay on track. The plane can kind
like
of bob.
Any of that like wobbling stuff, turbulence on a plane will like start to make me like feel. So I'm already very.
And you don't feel that like on a ship? I've never been on a
cruise
ship. So.
On a cruise ship, you don't. I mean, no. There are times you will.
Yeah.
If it's really bad. But not as much on a big cruise ship.
Yeah.
You get me on a like a medium-sized boat or something like that. Oh yeah,
okay.
That's not great. The cruise ship's fine.
Yeah, I've never been on a cruise ship, so I don't know like what the water feels like. And
oh, I was nervous the first time I went out, but you know it was fine. The just that though, like thinking about all of a sudden, because you're, I think until if you're there, up until you hit the ground, things are kind of
yeah.
You think everything's all right,
right? You're annoyed because your flight was already delayed 70 minutes.
I've been in planes where you're kind of like hitting that turbulence as you're about to hit the ground before, and it always ends up okay.
But now this is another thing that has to go in my head.
Yeah.
When I'm taking off on a plane and landing, you know, I mean, I still, Brian, I'll tell you, next time I'm on a plane, I'm still going to think about the door. Okay, where did the exit door used to be? Is this one of those planes?
Used to be.
Right? Like, I'm always focused on these stories. And, you know, something, the amount of attention that plane incidents, not involving commercial, right, between the tragic crash in D.C. to the flipped plane yesterday, it seems like any incident with an airplane we have heard about. Is it that they're happening more, or that we're just seeing more coverage of it? I'm not sure what the answer is.
Yeah. Well, Finesse, you thinking about any of this stuff, let us know. 803-0930, we'll be back here, BMAZ and BMR on WBEN. I mean, another one of these amazing things about, is that Jeff Gordon? Sorry. Oh, totally derailed that show. He's driving a number 24 car. That's obviously not Jeff Gordon.
No, that's the guy that took over for Jeff Gordon.
Oh, and they just give him the same car?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little confusing.
That they still want the advertising.
You know, the same colors and everything.
Yeah.
Numbers. I mean, maybe that's a good way to go. It's just like, you know.
Oh, this is the guy that won the Daytona.
Yeah, you root for the Bills. Doesn't matter who the, you know, quarterback is. You still root for the Bills.
You root for the same sponsor.
It's like the, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. You're rooting for the laundry. It's like, you know, Jeff Gordon retired. He's your favorite driver. Well, you know, you could pretend he's still out there. Same car.
Right.
Is that what they do? I don't know. I guess I don't hate it.
You got people like Jimmy Johnson who will like only race the big races now. Like he's been retired for 5 years, but he'll still like show up. He still gets enough.
It's like Jack Nicklaus at the Masters.
I mean, some sponsor will pay for him to drive a car for one race. That's kind of cool.
Does it get dangerous? Do they take away his license after a while? Does he have to recertify with the DMV? How old is he?
49.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you probably lose a little bit of it.
I'm guessing, yeah. I mean, I didn't hear of him doing anything in the Daytona. I just heard he was going to be there.
He just, like, races in the big races and just takes out five cars because he can't do it anymore every single time.
Right,
they
yeah.
keep bringing them back. I was going to say the one thing that, you know, the crash is, it's incredible on so many levels, this plane crash. Number one, everybody survived.
Yes.
You know, few injuries, I think, when you look at the scope of what happened. Just an unbelievable thing. Caught on video, of course. This plane lands, kind of like skids or maybe even bounces a tiny bit. Breaks off a wing, breaks off another, flips upside down. Everyone is able to escape. You know, the other is this. It's just the new generation, Joe, of people where I'm looking at the video and, you know, here's a video. Ashley Zook. Looks like a Snapchat video that she's taking. She was a passenger on the plane. And you're on a plane. You know, you said, well, the plane, it was on fire. You'd be in a rush to get out of the plane. You'd probably get out as soon as possible.
If you know it's on fire, yeah.
Right. Apparently not, because this person has their phone out. And, you know, the caption is the thing that kills me. You know, written on, you can tell it's Snapchat. Because it's written across a banner.
What's it say?
My plane crashed. I'm upside down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't as urgent in the plane as I thought.
Like, that's your first instinct?
Oh.
You land, you just boom, plane flips. You got to see some of the flames that were there, right?
I would assume, but who knows what they're being told?
But wait, unless every single window was closed.
Yeah.
On the plane, like you'd see some of it. There was a humongous fireball. And
this is your captain.
Your first thing, like, all right, you skid down the ground, you come to a stop. Let me take out my phone. My plane crashed. I'm upside down. Just taking a selfie of yourself. Here you go. Oh, it's her face. And then it cuts to them walking out of the plane. They're running out away from it on the tarmac in case it explodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it's a extreme close-up of her face. Just, I don't know what she's saying because I don't have the sound on the computer, but, you know, just talking about it. Like, that's wild to me. That's your first reaction, first thing to do, something happens. You know, I asked you, what do you do if you're sitting in the airport, in the terminal, and you see that outside? I mean, probably half the people's first reaction would be to take out their phones and film it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I can't sit here and say that it wouldn't be me. Like, I'm really happy that we have this view, this point, you know, this view from being inside the plane. I think it gives a really.
Are you watching the same video?
I'm watching one.
My plane crashed. I'm upside down.
I have not seen that particular video.
Because let me tell you, this video, you're not getting any view of what happened.
Okay, like this video I'm watching right here.
I'm learning nothing from it.
This video I'm watching right here is someone, they're getting out, that you've got the.
Oh, yeah, that video is incredible.
Flight attendant, get out. Like this, that's the kind of video I'd want, something that, like,
yeah, and
we could use here.
That's different than, because that is, all right, I've gotten out of my seat from being upside down safely.
So the video you saw,
we kind of understand that, you know, it's not on fire right now. We don't necessarily need to sprint off this plane. Like, everyone do it nice and orderly. Let me take out my phone and show, like, what went on. That is different from still sliding on the ground. I'm upside down. Let me take my phone out.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Hey, let me take it off airplane mode first.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm upside down, guys. What's up?
Content. That's what it's all about in 2025.
I mean, just.
I'm always.
That's just crazy.
I'm always impressed in how small a plane seems when you're not inside it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think about being inside a plane. You've got all these people there. You got baggage, luggage. You've got bathrooms, and then you see it like flipped over on the runway. You're like, look how small that plane is. It's crazy how small it looks when you're not inside it.
Yeah,
and how much they can fit in that. I mean, they fit people and bags in that thing. I also wonder, like, was there anyone on the plane going, I just got to get my bag. Can I just get this?
Probably.
You
if
think
there's
so?
Somebody, Joe. If there's somebody taking out their phone and filming themselves. My plane just crashed. I'm upside down right now and talking about it. They're definitely, I can't listen to this right now because we're on the air.
Right.
I'm going to guess she says as she's looking at the phone, plane just crashed. I don't know where my bag is. I don't know. Are we getting them back? Anybody? Anybody? She's probably saying something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw this. This one. It's on her. Is that the video you're watching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just saw that.
Did you learn anything new from that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I did learn that apparently there wasn't the panic on the plane that I've been assuming for the last 12 hours.
Apparently not.
Right.
Somebody on the text board, 803-0930, if you want to give us a call to weigh in or send a text to our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board this morning. Somebody says that the, where were we? Plane didn't flip, it actually rolled over, which would help the passengers.
Okay.
I guess that's a, that makes a difference, I would assume. I'm going to call it a flip.
Yeah.
I mean, it moved from right side up to upside down pretty fast.
Yeah,
so
it's a quick turn.
I would say that, kind of flipped over. Somebody else saying that they were landing at Toronto, and a guy stands up and starts taking his bag from the overhead while landing. Before the wheels touch the ground, the stewardess starts yelling for the guy to sit down. Now, there's a guy that's like one of the worst people to be on a plane.
I have seen that before.
Really?
I have seen someone stand up as the plane is clearly close to land because, I'm always in a window seat. And now the flight attendant didn't yell. The flight attendant got on the phone and said, "We need everyone sitting down. The plane's about to land. Sir, that means you," after the person, I guess, thought someone else on the plane was standing up. So I have seen that before. And like I said, I've seen the flight attendant get on the overhead, call the person out in front of everybody. "Hey, moron, sit down. There's a reason we're not coming with the... We came with the garbage can 10 minutes ago for a reason."
It's amazing how many people are just completely oblivious to
everything
else.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It shouldn't shock me because it goes back to like the lady walking into the door when I was leaving Target and just, taking the whole thing off the rail. But every time you're on a plane, and it always feels like it's the person right behind me who gets up, gets there. And look, secret, I'm never sitting in the front part of the plane.
Right.
I'm usually not one of the first five rows. Unless something weird happens and you want to upgrade me, let me know. But, we're sitting somewhere in the middle to the back of the plane. And, they'll get up and start taking their stuff out of the bin and, walking in line. And you just look at them like, do you not see what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, this is not how it works. There's an order. Like, what, you're just going to walk past all these people? You think they're staying here? Like, they're all getting up too, and you're just going to be in the way.
It's amazing the amount of people who just think they are so important, or that they have the go over everybody else.
Do you think that's it? I just think that they think they're the only person in the world. Not that they're important, just that they're oblivious to anybody else existing.
I think there's people like that. I also think there's people who play that role, right? They pretend I'm stupid so I can get off the
plane.
Oh,
didn't see you there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I'm supposed to... follow the rule everyone's been following for 70 years.
By the way, unless your connection's 30 minutes or 10 minutes, you're running late. What are you in a hurry for? To pay $20 for a beer?
If you're in a hurry like that, and I think a lot of people have been in this situation before where you're, all right, like, we're going to cut it close. I can still maybe make my connecting flight. You let people know around you.
Yeah.
And then they'll say on the intercom, because they know who's connecting with who, if somebody if you can please let them go and catch their next flight, and then you let people know, and then it's okay. You don't just walk out. And I don't know why that this lady, this poor lady, she was on a plane that flipped over and crashed, and she just made me think of the worst people on airplanes because she was filming herself as the plane was still skidding on the ground.
That has happened to me where I was on a flight that was running late because it had to go around a storm, understandable, and I was flying by myself, and I asked the people around me, "Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to get out. My flight is taking off like 15 minutes after we land." Now, they were very nice. I ended up not making the flight. But yeah. Still, I voiced it before the plane was even approaching the runway.
You know that's going to happen way before that moment.
Yeah. Unless you think the pilot's hitting turbo, there's a point you know, we're cutting it really close.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you see those people all the time. I see them in parking lots. You see them on planes where you're just oblivious to anything around you. Like, you're the only person. It's the worst right now in a parking lot anywhere around Western New York, because a good amount of them, with the exception, there's a few places that really clear out their parking lots, but for the most part, they're covered in a layer of snow or slush or something like that, so the lines aren't all visible. As soon as there's any snow on the ground and you can't see the lines, it's like everybody forgot what the lines could have even possibly looked like. You know, like, how is that possible? You see the same cars in, you know, a given parking lot every single day. You know, you come here and park in this parking lot every single day, and it snows. Once the lines are gone, it's like, you thought they were facing the other way? What are you doing here?
You forgot the lines in a day?
You're parked, like, right on top of somebody or nowhere near somebody or next to the, in a fire lane or something like that. Like, what's going on here?
That's the one I've seen where it's, you know, you've got the two handicap and then you've got that space with the lines so there's a path to walk into a place. And when it's snowing, people pretend, oh, that must just be in the middle of the handicap spots. This is supposed to be a regular parking spot.
Extra parking spot.
Yeah. I mean, ignore the little dip the sidewalk makes for people to walk into the store. Now, let's completely ignore that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And all the time it happens. And I don't know if it's just the people not paying attention or just a little bit of snow. That's all it takes for people to get flustered. But most of me believes it's that, like, attitude of just complete. You got the blinders on. You don't even realize anyone else is there.
Yeah. The cold, though, people are using way too much for excuses. Do you know how many people I've seen just leave their cart next to their car? And I know, it's too cold. It's like, well,
no, it's not.
You know who else is going to be cold? The person who has to come out here and get it. I saw this at Lowe's last night. I was returning a cart, and I saw someone leave it behind their car and pull off. Like, you know, everyone in their car just saw this.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the middle of the parking spot because you're too lazy to get a spot away from the store, and just leave the cart there. As someone who used to go and get carts, Brian, I mean, come on, a little compassion.
It's terrible. Yeah. I once had a friend try and tell me that leaving it closer to the store was easier for the people getting the car. I say, no.
That's not
how it works. Even if that were true, it's not how any of this works.
No.
They've put the cart corral there for a reason.
That's right.
To corral the carts.
Yep.
And I don't care how much slop is on the ground, you push the cart back there and you get it done every time.
And when you're in a place of multiple stores, you put your cart in the corral that's with the store.
It is amazing to see, like, the power that Aldi has. You know, we were talking yesterday about the penny, and no one uses the penny, and who cares about a cent anymore? But, like, I think you could easily say the same about a quarter. You know, it's 25 cents. I mean, sure, it's worth more than the penny, obviously, but it's not like you're going around spending quarters a lot or doing that or, you know, do people bend over to pick up a quarter anymore? Like, a quarter's lost a significant amount of value the last 10 years. Yet, you go to you just mentioned there's people, you go to all these shops and they just leave the cart wherever. Mm-hmm. But you go to Aldi and that same person who had left the cart right behind their car will got to get my quarter.
Of course.
That's a joke.
You know why? I need that quarter because, Brian, that's my Aldi quarter. It sits in my car in the cup holder.
I don't think that's what they're thinking.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
That's my quarter. I need my quarter. I got to get the quarter.
But think about it. I mean, you go to explore more. Well, I need a place to put my son's belongings. I need two quarters to pay for that locker.
Oh, yeah. I just carry stuff.
Oh, I'm very lazy. I mean,
or I don't bring stuff. That's my wife. She, every time we go out, she's like, oh, you're not bringing the bag with you? I'm like, what do you need this for? Like, what's going to happen? Everything's going to be fine. You really need something, you go back out in the car. I don't feel like carrying this stuff around. Are we going to pay for a locker, too? I don't think so.
I will pay the 50 cents for the locker.
I didn't know it was that cheap.
Yeah. 50 cents all day. I find the quarter, because the quarter still works in the vending machines here, so maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. The quarter still has its value. Like, I can still walk around and know I'll spend this quarter. If at the very least, I'll get the, what's the candies that are shaped like fruits at the supermarket?
Yeah. Runts?
Yeah. You get a thing of Runts? Come on.
I like Mike and Ike's myself.
Okay.
See that more often than I do Runts nowadays, but
we all have
you don't see any of them that often anymore. We should do an experiment.
Okay.
Put a quarter down the hallway over here.
Ah.
See how many people go to pick it up.
I like that.
We've or who got, just walks right by.
We've got 15-year-old pennies at KB. I'm gonna. I got even better. Put a quarter in the middle of those pennies. How long does the quarter stay?
See if someone picks up the quarter.
Yeah.
And leaves the pennies.
What's this about? Someone texted in. Ask Beamer if he gets upset when Arby's runs out of horsey sauce. I mean, no offense to Arby's. I forget Arby's exists, to be honest with you. It's, you know, it's good, but you don't pass it on every corner.
Is there...
What's this person talking about?
There is a show in this. We could talk about this for an hour. Arby's is, and I think everybody has their own thing like this. For me, Arby's is, and I don't think I'm alone, because nothing tastes like Arby's.
Yeah.
Is that, would you agree?
I agree.
You mention Arby's, I can taste it in my mouth.
Yeah, and I like Arby's. I just forget about Arby's.
I don't know if I like Arby's.
Oh, they had some good deli sandwiches at one point.
I don't know fries. If I like it.
Good fries.
But every once in a while, I can picture it right now. Yeah. I can picture myself biting into it, and I know exactly what that tastes like. And it's almost like it's I'm tasting it in my mouth right now. And that does not happen for everything. Like, is there another thing like that that you can, it's its own unique thing. There is nothing that tastes like it, and you can taste it. And I have not had an Arby's sandwich in at least a decade.
But you can taste the roast beef and cheese?
I can taste the roast beef. I can almost smell it right now as I'm talking to you.
I mean, the easy answer is McDonald's. It's got its smell. I'm not sure, but, you know, there's that. You walk into a McDonald's, you know you're a McDonald's.
Yeah. I can't do it with that. I'm sure that's true for a lot of people, but it doesn't sit with me the same way. I mean, it's ingrained in my brain somewhere where I can just taste that Arby's right now. I don't even need to go.
Yeah.
It's like an album you've heard a million times before. I don't even need to play it again. I know it all.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what good is listening to it? I can play the whole thing in my head. I can eat an Arby's sandwich right now in my head.
I don't know why the horsey sauce. I love Arby's sauce. Arby's sauce is good, and they bottled it up. It's next to the Chick-fil-A sauce in the grocery store now.
Really?
Yeah, but the horsey sauce, I'm not sure I've ever had. I do love a good Arby's sauce, though. Put that on a beef and cheese.
You know me, Joe. Plain Jane over here.
You said you haven't had Arby's in 10 years? It's been a while since I've had.
At least.
I mean, I think the last time I went to Arby's, it was on the Boulevard.
I mean, the last time I went to Arby's was when I used to carry around the coupon. That's how you know you've really made it in this world.
Ah.
I used to carry around the sheet of Arby's coupons in my coat pocket, all just because that was the meal you can afford, was the Arby's with the coupons, which was what they had the two can dine for $5.99.
Oh, that's a good
deal. I think that's a little bit more expensive now. But I had that sheet of coupons, and I would update it every time. They'd send out a new sheet every single week, had the new one in there. For any time I felt fancy and wanted to go out, don't have that anymore.
It's been a while. Here's the problem with coupons. They're all in the app now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Be a cold day, you know where, before I download the Arby's app.
Brian, you're off tomorrow.
Off tomorrow, but I'll be back.
All right.
So I'll be back later this week.
Back together Thursday?
Thursday.
All right. David's up next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.